From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great show for you today. Craig Ferguson of the Late Late Show will be here later on. Yes, great comedian, author of a new novel. He'll be here later on. But before that, well, this week we found out about the new Secretary of the Treasury, a guy named Henry Paulson. He joins Michael Hayden, who's the new head of the CIA, and Ben Bernanke, new head of the Federal Reserve. Now, what do these new hires in the Bush administration have in common? That's right, they're bald. They are bald as cue balls. What is going on? Two theories. President Bush has realized that the heat trapped by hair impairs good thinking. Or, more likely, Dick Cheney, not satisfied with being the most powerful man in the administration, now also wants to be the one with the most hair. We don't know. We don't care if you're bald or if you hide your beautiful head under that filthy hair. Give us a call. Play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Great.
Yes, it is great that you're on. But who are you?
I'm Renee Walkup.
Hi, Renee. What did you say your name is?
Walkup. No hyphen.
Walkup. Renee Walkup.
Yes.
And...
Okay. Yeah, right.
Peter, don't blame me. I married him 23 years ago.
Okay, and his name, of course, is Fourth Floor. Really, I mean, he would have to be an amazing man for you to marry him and take that name.
Yeah, no kidding.
I bet. Renee, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the forthcoming book, Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
So if the left bank had sung their song to you, they would have sang, Walk Away, Renee Walkup?
Oh, you bet.
Secondly, say hello to journalist Sue Ellicott.
I'm sure you've spent 20-some years being ridiculed for that name, and I'm going to be above it, I think.
Excellent.
Oh, aren't we posh?
And lastly, say hello to humorist and author Mr. Tom Beaudette.
Hello, Renee.
Renee, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to start us off, as we almost always do, with a round of Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, right here, who's remained very, very pleasantly quiet about your name so far, is now going to recreate for you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, explain or identify just two of them. Ready
okay.
to go? All right, here is your first quote.
I could announce one morning that the world was going to blow up in 3 hours and people would be calling in about my hair.
That was the perhaps apocryphal but fitting lament of a morning television host who this week said goodbye to her millions of fans who?
Katie Couric.
Yes, very good. The woman who first rose to fame by simply being nicer than Bryant Gumbel. Said farewell this week to the Today Show as a superstar. An icon, the only woman in our culture who is able to remain perky while having a colonoscopy on live TV. Which we know is for a good cause, so don't write in. Her farewell extravaganza featured a review of some of the 3,421 outfits she's worn on the air, plus Willard Scott singing to her, quote, "You may have been a headache, but you never were a bore." Of course, you know, all she's doing, really, is just moving over to another TV show, CBS Evening News, but come on, who watches that?
She gets to sleep in.
She has to sleep in now, yes.
Yeah.
You know, is it not strange that there are riots going on in Paris, East Timor, and Kabul, Afghanistan, the very week that Katie leaves NBC? Am I the only one connecting the dots here? Maybe I am.
Yeah. They'll go down in history once this is figured out as the Great Perky Protests.
So. Yes.
All right, very good, Renee. Here is your next quote.
Okay.
I love the fights anyway, so it wasn't like being punished.
That was someone defending his acceptance of the gift of two ringside seats to a boxing match in Las Vegas. Who's doing his best to keep from being the corrupt politician of this week?
Could that be William Jefferson?
No.
Last week.
That was last week. This is. You got to keep up with these things, Renee. I mean, really.
Oh, could it be Tom DeLay?
No, it's not Tom DeLay. It's somebody from the other party, rather from Tom DeLay, I should say, William Jefferson's party, who they're you know, trying to spread the scandal around. So the hint is that these fights took place in Nevada, where he happens to be from, this gentleman. No, nothing?
Just a second.
Are you Googling him?
Are you sitting there Googling? Yeah, are you? There's no Googling on Wait. So, do you know Renee?
Oh, I can't think of who's from Nevada.
Don't you hate those dial-up connections?
She's still, rebooting the computer.
Renee, it's Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid.
Of course. Okay.
Since William Jefferson's freezer has been cleaned and defrosted,
yes.
Journalists needed another scandal this week, and the AP came up with Senator Harry Reid. Turns out he has accepted thousands of dollars worth of front row seats to boxing matches given to him by the Nevada Gaming Commission. Just as he was working on legislation, the commission opposed. Now, that sounds good for a scandal. You got expensive gifts. It's the seedy world of boxing. You just know that those cute ring girls were instructed to wink at him or something. But it turns out that the senator took the free seats, had a fine time at the fights, and then voted against the interests of the people who had given them to him. Which is not so much corrupt as rude. All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
It is the most anticipated baby since Jesus Christ.
That was a man who sells photographs of celebrities. He was announcing the arrival of a very, very exciting baby. We're proud to announce the birth of whose child?
Well, it had to be Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Very good, yes. Rejoice, rejoice, the child is born. Like any expectant couple that wanted a bit of privacy for the blessed event, movie stars Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie took over the nation of Namibia. They've been holed up there for months, relying on the sympathetic government and actual man-eating lions to keep anyone from bothering them. And you thought the Scientologists had some odd ideas about childbirth. Anyway, Shiloh Nouvelle Jolie Pitt was born last weekend. The name Shiloh, among other things, it's the name of a relatively well-known Civil War battlefield. Turns out nobody in Namibia could spell the couple's first choice, which was Gettysburg.
if Brad and Angelina can become Brangelina,
you'd
think that the Jolie Pitt thing could be like a Joel Pitt or a Pittalina.
It's a BB.
Just to get rid of a hyphen or so.
Brangelina Jit.
Yeah.
I like it. What's interesting, Shiloh, a lot of people have been trying to figure this out. The word Shiloh comes from the Old Testament, and its meaning is unclear, but some people think that it refers to the Messiah, the Savior. And so therefore, if you took their name Shiloh Nouvelle, it's the new Messiah, Pitt, Jolie Pitt.
And there were in that country paparazzi tending their flocks by
exactly.
night.
Carl, how did Renee do?
Well enough, Peter. Renee, you had two correct answers, so you win our prize.
Excellent.
Well done. We want to remind everybody to join us here every week at the Chase Auditorium. Well, almost every week. If you come here when we're not here, it won't be so much fun. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.